Hello, and welcome to Creative Space, a podcast where we explore, learn, and grow in creativity together. I'm your host, Jennifer Logue, and today I'm going to try something a little different with my first solo episode. On the podcast so far, we've explored many different definitions of creativity. Avi Wisnia brought up a great point that we don't create something from nothing, but that we actually create from everything, with creativity being the totality of our experiences and influences. Julia Dawson called it a childlike act, the purest expression of our soul in any given moment. Amrik and Nick defined it as the very essence of life itself, and Jezebel Carriega tied creativity to intention, deciding to make something that not only touches your life, but the lives of those around you. Steve Adabo said creativity puts you in a zone that disconnects you from the material world. For Sam Jones, when we line up purpose with intent, vibration, and frequency, we are unstoppable as creative beings. And finally, for Brian Clark, creativity in its purest sense is about play and having fun. So what is my definition of creativity? I came into the podcast with a few core beliefs of my own, but with an openness to be open. I wrote a blog post, actually, on my website, jenniferlogue.com, that talks about how I view creativity, but I have to say, with every interview, my perspective is constantly evolving. First of all, I believe we are all born creative. Now, I didn't have any studies to back me up on this one, but it turns out there is a study that corroborates this idea, which makes the journalist in me very happy. Shout out to Amrik for pointing it out in our interview. So in 1968, this researcher, George Land, did a longitudinal study, which basically means the same people are tested over a period of time to see if anything changes. And this study tested the creativity of 1,600 children using the same imaginative thinking test he developed for NASA. He first tested the kids at 5 years old, then retested the same kids at 10 years old, and then at 15 years old, he tested them again. The test results amongst the five-year-olds showed 98% had genius-level creativity. The test results amongst the same kids at 10 years old, that 98% dropped to only 30%, showing genius-level creativity. Then it gets sadder. Then finally, at 15 years old, only 12% scored genius-level creativity. George Land also gave the same test to 1 million adults with an average age of 31, and only 2% showed genius-level creativity. So, from this study, we can conclude a few things, but for the purpose of this conversation, it shows that we're all most definitely born with creativity, but as we get older, a lot of us start using the creative muscle less and less. So that's really interesting, and it's something I've always believed, but now there's a study to back it up, and that makes me really happy. Another one of my core beliefs is that faith, F-A-I-T-H, is an important component to creativity, and there has to be an element of suspending belief in our creative process. To be creative, we must be comfortable with the unknown, the mystical, that which can't be explained. We see so many scientific explanations on creativity, and while that is a part of the story, it's a fascinating part of the story, I see all creativity as co-creation with the divine, with a higher power, and we're all merely vessels for inspiration to work through. Of course, you can think differently. This podcast is all about having an open dialogue about creativity. These are just my personal beliefs. I came to this idea through acting class. When I was watching my classmates perform a scene, I was struck by the nuance of emotion on stage and how the actors used their entire body and being, essence, as an instrument to tell a story. The energy flowed to and through them, And when you lose yourself in a scene, in acting class, or in a song, or in the final chapter of your novel, that flow, that zone, it's a sacred space for me, as it is, I'm sure, for many artists out there, whether we put a label on it or not. To think that our ideas begin and end with us is small-minded. I believe we're part of something much greater. Coming to this realization has also helped me tremendously to let go of ego and get out of my own way when I'm creating something. Finally, I believe creativity can be broken down to choice. The choice to move forward or stand still, the choice to say yes or say no, the choice to be open or closed, the choice to trust or to fear. Whatever we create is the result of the choices we make. If we're performing on stage and get fixated on hitting a certain note perfectly, that will take us out of the moment and close us off from full creative expression. If we have an idea for a story, but soften our approach in an effort to not offend anybody, that's a choice that shapes the work. Now that we've gotten a greater perspective on creativity through all the interviews we've had on the podcast, I also had a thought that there could be different stages to creativity. Without getting too much into it, my own creative journey actually began as a means of survival to escape a very difficult childhood. And I know a lot of people out there have a very similar story. Just know that you're definitely not alone. But then creativity can also be used to heal and to process, something we talk about a great deal in the episode with Avi. If you remember, by performing with his grandfather and helping his grandfather amplify his voice, Avi was able to heal enough from the loss of his brother to start recording his own original music again. And at its most joyful, creativity is about play and having fun, as Brian Clark mentioned in his interview. No fear, no judgment, just letting it flow. I don't know about you, but this is where I want to be most of the time with my creativity. Although I don't think we can judge one stage as being better than another, I think they all serve a purpose depending on what we're feeling and what's most true to us at that moment. So if creativity as survival is one end of the spectrum, with creativity as play on the opposite side, with creativity as healing sitting in the middle, this is something to think about. I'm rambling here, but I find it fascinating. And could there be additional stages to creativity? I guess we'll discover more with each interview. Anyway, this little monologue has been fun, but now I want to hear from you. What is your definition of creativity? Reach out to me via social media or my website and let me know. There are no right or wrong answers. And if you have any interview subjects you'd like to see on Creative Space, I'm always open to suggestions, so feel free to send those as well. I appreciate you so much for tuning in to this solo episode of Creative Space. My name is Jennifer Logue. Until next time.